Hey, Tansy here at the start of the episode with a little heads up. This one's cursed. Like, I can't get into the number of things that went wrong in recording, editing, and mixing it, but some of them are noticeable, unfortunately, and I'm really sorry about that. I hope that you guys are able to stick with the episode and get through it. Hopefully, see you on the other side.
Now, Tansy, you know what this week's song is. I've already told you.
Yes, I do, Charlie. It's Animals by Muse.
It is indeed. But what I haven't told you is what the pitch is about. But I did say that I think that you can guess based on the lyrics. So what did you come up with?
So I guessed, and this might just be like what I would have done with it, but I'd go Godzilla.
A very interesting that is a very interesting and like I would love a Godzilla pitch, but that's not what I'm pitching today. I still do think if I give you a little hint that you might be able to work out what it is that I'm doing. And I'm going to read you a lyric from the song. So after the initial, you're an animal, blah, 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 you've got analyze, advertise, expand, and then you've got bend more rules, buy yourself an island.
Is
The
this
song's
gonna
called
be
Animals.
about Richard Branson?
No. No, it's not about Richard Branson. The song's called Animals.
Yeah.
And I just mentioned the lyric about buying yourself an island.
I
What have people been up to in this time of the quarantine?
they have been socially distancing.
Yeah, but what is one of the things that they've been doing in their house?
Oh, is this gonna be Animal Crossing?
You better believe it's gonna be Animal Crossing.
I'm too afraid to ask at this point. I keep seeing it on Twitter and things from it, and it appears to be like Neopets with better graphics, but I don't know if that's what it actually is or.
It's not quite. So I also don't really know much about Animal Crossing, but I live with someone, my beloved housemate Arlo, to whom I am dedicating this pitch, by the way, who is currently playing Animal Crossing. And so I get like, initially I was just getting tidbits of like things that are going on in the game, but I've kind of become like hooked on the secondhand story element of it in a way that I don't think I would ever play the game because just hearing about it is more exciting to me, and then like drawing my own conclusions.
Okay.
But
Like,
basically,
is there a plot to the game?
there's no plot. It's like a life sim kind of. Second Life-esque, you have an island. Tom Nook, the tanuki,
The
which is a
evil
raccoon dog.
badger raccoon
It's a
landlord?
rac it, yeah raccoon dog. He's like a little travel agent slash your landlord, and he takes you to an island, and you like build stuff on your island, and you catch bugs, and you go fishing. And you shake trees to get fruit from them, and then that kind of becomes like a bartering system where you can trade those things for other things, or you can trade them for bells, which is the going currency. And then, once you've built your little island, you get villagers who come, and they're all like NPC characters who are all various animals. You're the only human. You're the only humanoid.
You are a human. Why did I
Yes,
think
you're a
you were
little
also an
humanoid,
animal?
and like if your friends visit your island. They also are little humanoids, but everyone else around you is some form of animal. There's like fully an actual economy of trying to get the good villagers,
Okay.
as I discovered. People have what's called dreamies, which are the villagers that they would love to have on their island. And so what happens sometimes is if a villager is leaving your island, you can be like, for this amount of fake money or for this amount of real money, I will allow you to take this villager from me and have it on your island. It's wild. The
Is
whole thing's.
that a slave trade?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Cool.
But the whole thing, the in-game thing, and a lot of people have been talking about this, the in-game thing is that there's a weird kind of capitalism element to it where Tom Nook is just like, give me your fucking money! And, like, you know, there's a certain amount of futility of, like, you know, it doesn't matter how many bugs you catch, it doesn't matter how many fish you catch, doesn't matter how many bells you have, you will never, ever be finished.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little, much like life, you can't actually be satisfied.
Yeah, at least in Untitled Goose Game, you get the satisfaction of knowing that that's what you do every day.
Yeah, and also, like, the satisfaction of wreaking any kind of havoc is its own reward.
So, are you going to turn Animal Crossing into a film, or like what's your pitch here? What's your elevator?
There has been a film made. I think it's like a animated film for children. But what I thought that I would do is I would, because you know how Zack Snyder has kind of cornered the market on Greedy Dark, Grim Dark, Broodly Dark Dark,
Yeah, the
comic
dark
book
and murky shit.
adaptations. Yeah,
The
I
idea
thought I
that dark
maybe.
is a good replacement for texture.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Why make it mean anything when you could make it aggressively dark for no reason? So
Why
I thought,
indeed?
why don't I corner that market, but for
Animal
you
Crossing?
know, adorable, aesthetically pleasing video games that people play when they want to feel like, you know, they want to feel some comfort in these end times. So
Cool.
I am doing Gritty Dark, Grim Dark, Brutally Dark, Super Dark,
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing, New Horizons.
Are you going to acknowledge the slave trade bit?
It doesn't get into that.
Okay.
I because I'm doing this as if there's no the humanoid element in there.
So, like,
Like
there's
this is
no
like
player?
this is a version of Animal Crossing that exists without a player. It's like what your villagers do when you're not around is my kind of thing. But also,
Okay.
the reason why I'm dedicating this to Arlo is because Arlo and I have a like an ongoing back and forth about one of Arlo's villagers, which is the rabbit O'Hare. And O'Hare is he's like a regular like brown rabbit, but he has green ears and a green nose. He wears a blue Hawaiian shirt with no pants,
Okay,
and a
Winnie the
yellow top
Poohing it.
hat. He's deeply ugly,
Yeah,
but
it
in a
sounds
way
like
that
it.
I'm like, I love that. See, because people like there are ugly villagers that people don't want, and Arlo continues to want O'Hare off their island. So this is my last ditch attempt. It's a
Okay,
pitch,
to
but it's also
save
my last ditch
O'Hare.
attempt to convince Arlo that O'Hare deserves to stay.
Right.
So what we're doing is a kind of a noirish, if it could be said to be like any particular Zack Snyder film, I guess it would kind of be Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, but it's not, you know, shit.
Okay, so it's like it's not black and white, it just has no color.
Yeah, it's like all the things that are kind of exciting about Animal Crossing, like the beautiful bright colors and the nature and the stuff like that. I'm saying fuck that, because
Okay.
I'm Zack Snyder and I will willfully misread any text in order to get what I want out of it. A couple of characters I need to introduce you to. So there's Tom Nook, which we've talked about him, here played by Willem Dafoe.
Okay.
And everything that goes with that. And then we have O'Hare, who is a rabbit,
Who is
who
a
I don't know if
hideous
you.
boy?
He's a hideous boy who wears a blue Hawaiian shirt and no pants. And
Okay.
he's my favorite.
Are we talking about like in the human version? Are we talking like mid-thigh Hawaiian shirt or?
So he will be wearing pants through most of this, because
Okay.
anyway, O'Hare will be played by Ben Mendelsohn.
Okay.
Who else we got? We've got Ruby, who is also a rabbit, who will be played by Lena Headey.
Love her.
Who will have red eyes and white hair, because that's what the character looks like. But she
Okay.
will be human. It's just that she'll have
Her
red eyes and
red
white
eyes
hair.
and white hair. Okay. Okay,
Yeah.
okay, 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 okay.
And then who else do I need to tell you about? We've got Snake, who is also a rabbit, who will be played by Javier Bardem. And Coco, who's also a rabbit, who will be Snake's partner, who will be Viola Davis.
Okay.
Again, we're getting all the big people for like minimal amount of scenes, because I'm Zack Snyder and I own Warner
Have the
Brothers.
budget?
Tom Nook has two sons, Timmy and Tommy. They will both be played by Caleb Landry Jones.
Okay.
Tom Nook has like a kind of a have an has an assistant slash secretary, who will be played by Renee Russo. And I'm gonna leave it there for now. So,
Okay.
scene one.
Okay.
We open on a character named Cesar, who is played by Pedro Pascal. In the game, Cesar is a little chicken? Gorilla with a little mustache.
Oh, I was hoping taken it was a baby the chicken.
Mustache element only. Yeah, so Cesar is running through he's rushing through the streets of The Crossing, which is what we're calling it. Mm-hmm. Kind of looking over his shoulder. It's dusk, but as we see him kind of get closer and closer to his home, he's moving quickly through the town. It becomes dark. By the time he gets home, it's nighttime.
Okay, is it like a 1920s New York, or is it like small town?
I think the aesthetic has to be. It doesn't make sense for it to be city, but it is city.
Okay.
In my head, it kind of looks like Gotham in Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Watchmen is also one that kind of like hyper real, this could be a city that you know, but it's not.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Yeah. Again. The thing where it's like, it looks a little like New York, it's actually Toronto, but it's nominally neither. Yeah.
It's 1970s Gotham,
mm-hmm.
and you are a sad clown. yep. So Cesar arrives home and he breathes a sigh of relief because he's made it. Mm-hmm. He runs to the closet and he rummages through the closet to find a box. He opens the box. It's full of bugs, live bugs. They're crawling around everywhere. And he's like, "Oh, phew."
Okay.
That's a reaction, no? So kind of chuckles. He closes the door, and then in the dark behind him, we see a silhouette. And then we hear a gruff voice, Ben Mendelsohn's voice, saying, "Hey there, amigo." Because amigo is his catchphrase.
Okay.
I cannot stress how much this guy is my dude. O'Hare is my dude. Anyway, so yeah, so we, "Hey there, amigo." And Caesar freezes. And he turns around, he scrambles for the light, and oh my God, it's O'Hare.
Is he wearing pants?
He is wearing pants, yes.
Okay.
And he's kind of like, "Oh, hey, I didn't see you. You know, how's it going, man?
I didn't see you over there."
Yeah, O'Hare. Oh, hi. and they have kind of a
O'Hare.
A little bit of tense back and forth. It's like, "Oh, where'd you just come from?" "Oh, you know, I was just, the other side of the town looking for fish, but no luck, didn't find any fish." "How's your day been, dude?" Very like the first scene in Inglourious Basterds, like, mm-hmm. O'Hare's being perfectly pleasant, but you're like, what's this guy got going on?
What's his deal?
And eventually he kind of says, now, Cesar, I think you know why I'm here. And it's like, "Oh, no, man. I mean, no, look, I already talked to Timmy today and it's all sorted. Like, he said it was fine. I could have a little bit longer." And O'Hare just says, "No."
Oh.
And Cesar says, "Look, just listen, man. I don't have it for you yet." O'Hare says, "Then what were you doing Southside yesterday morning with a net?" And he's like, no, I wasn't. I swear to God. And then all of a sudden it gets quite a bit more like loud and violent.
Yeah.
And O'Hare's like, "Where's the bugs?" Like, "Give me the bugs. Where are the bugs? And it's like, "No, I don't have them. But I got like 50,000 bells. So you can have that. And then I'll get the rest to you next week. Like, I don't." And then like O'Hare's like, "I don't want the damn bells. And you know that, like, listen, you know, I was going to let you come out of this, you know, in one piece, Cesar. Like, I was. Like, you could have even kept the bugs that I didn't need and just and gone about your day, but you lied to me. And you lied to Nook. And we don't like that." And so then he like breaks Cesar's legs.
Okay.
He doesn't kill it. Initially, I had it that he killed him, but then I was like, that's like way too much in the first 2 minutes.
So
of this
instead,
film.
He will willingly break this man's legs, presumably using like a nightstick or something equally violent. And...
yeah, I feel like he uses, because they all have fucking nets, because they need the nets to catch the bugs and the fish. So I feel like he has like a net that the handle extends out to be like some form of. violent weapon. But so he, you know, like whacks him, takes the box of bugs and is kind of like, "Have a good evening, amigo." And then we get kind of our intro to the world of The Crossing, which is all kind of narrated by O'Hare's internal monologue.
Uh-huh.
He kind of explains, you know, "See, the man with the most bugs is king in this town, but you can get around, you can get around here a couple of ways. You get your fishing, you're selling the fish, you can barter your fruit, but only suckers do that, you can catch the bugs, and you can," and like, it kind of keeps referring to this.
Okay, so this is played completely straight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and he keeps referring to this Nook character, and we're like, who's this Nook? And he's kind of saying, you know, you can give Nook the bugs that he needs and he'll protect you. He might even pay you if you can deliver something really rare, but you don't cross him. Everything in this town belongs to Nook. And every town, every island, there's another Nook, another crook who's clawed his way to the top of the heap.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see him kind of going about his rounds, quote unquote, in which he, you know, goes to various people's houses, and it's basically like he's taken a Nook tax. And it's like, do you have this kind of bug? Cool. Nook yeah. needs that bug.
It's a protection racket.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yeah, cool. You know, you're safe.
Uh-huh.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm friends with everybody, buddy, except for the people who cross me. And those people, I break their legs.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, and like people kind of being like, oh yeah, no, I heard, oh, Cesar, what a dirty scumbag. Anyway, here's everything that I own. Yeah, so we kind of get that, like, you know, very much narrated like a kind of a noir, except that this man's not a detective. This man is in no way a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come to the end of the day. He goes to a bar.
Yep.
The bar is run by Paolo, who in the game is an elephant. In this film, he is Billy Porter.
Of course,
he is. Looking like just like extravagant and weird in a way where you're like, people don't really dress like that in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't real life. This is The Crossing.
Yeah.
And so he's friendly with Paolo. We meet very briefly Rodney, who is apparently the most hated character in all of Animal Crossing.
Okay.
People really hate Rodney. He's a blue hamster who kind of looks like the stoner friend in every stoner movie. And apparently is also just like not a pleasant person to be around. Because some of the characters are designed specifically to be like cranky or snooty or big annoying, mood. Which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
But also apparently only men can be classed as cranky.
Interesting.
Only men are allowed to be angry.
I'm cranky. Yeah, so we get... I'm cranky all the time.
I know, right?
There's, I think it's one of the Elder Scrolls games, I think it's Skyrim, but basically, like, because they gave the NPCs all these, like, absurdly rich inner lives that they didn't need to do, and there's, like, one guy in a tavern that if you follow him home, he's cheating on his wife.
Oh my god.
And, like, it has no bearing on the story, it's just that, like, if you follow this one guy, he goes to another person's house, and then he goes home to his wife and kids.
No, I love that kind of thing about, and that's what has fascinated me about all of the secondhand experience that I've had of Animal Crossing is the fact that it's like, these guys do have like hints of internal lives. Yeah. So he's in the bar, you know, Rodney, who is played by Steve Buscemi in this, is kind of like, yeah, you know, like trying to be like buddy-buddy with O'Hare. O'Hare's not having it.
I love that you've decided that of these awful characters everyone hates, O'Hare is really cool. And like, even he hates Rodney.
Yeah. Yeah. O'Hare doesn't make it onto most of the lists of, like, you know, ugliest characters in Animal Crossing. It's just that O'Hare is Arlo's personal least favourite, which is why he's my hero.
Yep.
Yeah, and then so into the bar walks Ruby, who's new in town.
Oh, what are three other things about her?
She's kind of immediately like, you're like, oh, this is a femme fatale kind of figure. O'Hare is immediately like, well, hello there.
She walked into the bar, legs up to the ceiling. That's concerning. Yeah. So many legs. Why does she have all these legs?
So many legs. Yeah. You know, very much, you know, oh, I haven't seen you around. Oh, well, I'm new in town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? You know, we don't get many new people around here. This isn't really somewhere that people just pass through. And she's like, well, you don't know anything about me. So, you know, have that very kind of like cryptic conversation thing where everything's an innuendo.
Yeah.
And Paolo's just there like, yeah, fuck all of you. Like, get the fuck out of my bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we get that kind of introduction to Ruby, again, Lena Headey, and then we cut to the next day, and, oh my god, someone's, like, calling O'Hare, and he answers the phone, and he's like, what? And it's like, you have to come quickly, something's happened.
Oh,
and there's
boy.
Been a murder. There's been, someone killed Raymond.
Who's Raymond?
Raymond is also a character in Animal Crossing. Raymond is one of the most coveted villagers.
Okay.
He's a handsome cat with glasses.
Right. I feel like this is one of those movies too, where it is kind of like a superhero movie, where if you don't know the lore and the characters, they'll be like, Raymond's dead, and you're like, okay, are we gonna meet Raymond? And Raymond will just be a corpse on the floor, and everyone else will have so much meaning to that, but there'll be like everyone in the audience who didn't play Animal Crossing being like, I guess we don't get to learn who Raymond was as a
No, well,
person.
so Raymond, it is established that Raymond is beloved by all, very handsome, very rich, and we'll establish that by the fact that his corpse is played by Ben Affleck. Because I feel like, again, because I'm Zack Snyder, I have
You can do that.
some wild sway over Ben Affleck where I can just be like, you're gonna fucking do, I know that we're filming Batman v Superman right now, but you're gonna fucking film this scene where you're a corpse on the ground, a handsome corpse with glasses, just fucking do it, okay?
He's one cool cat.
Yeah, and Ben Affleck's just got like Mad World playing through his head, like so, and everyone's kind of like, you know, how could anyone do this? You know, we love
Everyone
Raymond.
loves
How can
Raymond.
someone kill
Everybody
Raymond?
loves Raymond.
And the reason why O'Hare's been called down is because he had a delivery to make to Tom Nook last night. He was supposed to make it today, and like all of a sudden, here he shows up dead and his stuff's all gone. So everyone's obviously looking to O'Hare to be like, the fuck have you had to do with this? And he's like, I have been asleep all night. You know, I did not do it. And then it's kind of like, okay, well, you have to come into the station. And then we get, there we meet Booker in the game, is a bulldog and a cop.
Okay.
Here he is, Colin Farrell.
Cool.
Kind of like corrupt cop, like. We very much establish in this scene that there's a corrupt policing system, and he's like, you know, it's kind of like, look, you know, I don't want to put you away, you know, like I hate to do this,
Oh no, what a
you know, I got
time.
nothing but respect for Nook and the things that he's doing, but if you did kill this guy,
That's fucked,
that's a
mate.
bit too far,
Yeah.
you know, the breaking the legs, that's fine, like whatever, I don't care, and it's like this man doesn't care about breaking legs, that's wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of like, you know, like I know, even I, humble head of the police department that I am, can't touch the likes of Nook. But look, if you could just, like, if you could look into this, O'Hare, because you know I like you, I trust you, you're a good guy.
Yeah,
And
and
it's
it's
like,
one of
no.
those bargains, I imagine, which is like if you don't find out who actually did this, you'll go down for it.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, very much like look, the people need someone to blame for this. And short of us revolting and being like, "Hey, Tom Nook, it's weird how you own everyone in this town," you're the next best person to blame. So
Okay.
I don't know, fucking fix that. So O'Hare begins his quest, effectively visits Nook's Cranny, which is the store that is run by no. That's not me making that up.
Yeah, no,
Nook's Cranny
I
is.
imagine that's from the game.
It's a store run by Timmy and Tommy Nook, who are the sons of Nook. Important to note about Timmy and Tommy is that Timmy will speak in full sentences, and Tommy only ever says like the last word or two of the sentence that Timmy's just said. So like in the game, you go to the store to be like, "Is there anything I can like, is there anything I can help you with today?" And then Tommy will go, "Today." Deeply creepy, no?
Deeply creepy, but also like that's part of a D&D campaign I've been listening to that started about 6 months ago. So it's like, did Animal
Wild.
Crossing steal that from them, or did they steal that from Animal Crossing before it came out?
I have no idea if it's part of previous versions of Animal Crossing as well. I just know that in New Horizons,
Okay.
these creepy little fuck sticks kind of finish each other's sentences, except that only one of them ever finishes the sentence, and he only ever says one word. And
Gross.
it's like, what's wrong with your. Is he okay? Like. So, you know, O'Hare kind of walks in and is like, yeah, you know, I'm sure there's nothing to do with you guys, but did you notice anything going on?
You kill
Yes.
Raymond?
Did you kill Raymond? I mean, you know, just jokes, of course, but did you kill Raymond? I don't want any trouble. Just
Look,
if you know
Nook.
anything, Timmy and Tommy, if you know anything about this, just like let me know. And they say some variously cryptic Creepy and cryptic.
Yeah.
You know, they say something fucking weird. I didn't write. And he's like, well, all right.
All right, weirdo.
What is wrong with you two? Look, can you tell Nook I need to speak to him?
Mm-hmm.
He heads off, kind of makes his rounds the rest of the day. He's like, I don't really know what I'm doing here, but I guess I have to find whoever did this. Mm-hmm. Everyone's getting, like, you know, even more nervous around him because they think maybe he killed Raymond.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Get another scene at the same bar.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby's there again, and he's kind of like, ah, oh, you know, you again. They kind of, he tries to get to know her a little bit more, but she's like resolutely a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, where were you before this? And she's like, oh, just, you know, another town, another place.
And another like, world, what? Another
yeah,
crossing.
You know, and like, well, what brings you here? And she's like, I'm looking for something bigger, you know? And he's like, no, I don't know. I don't really. Like, what do you mean bigger? Like, what's bigger than this? Like, what's bigger than... She's like, there are, you know, like bigger islands, you know, bigger places. And he's like, what? Aren't they all the same size? And she's like, oh, you don't know? No, there are big islands. And I'm trying to get to one of those. And okay. He's like, well, all right then. Again, very, you know, innuendo-laden kind of
mm-hmm.
vibe. As he's leaving the bar that night, he runs into Pietro, who is the aforementioned sad clown girl. Actually, I don't even know if he's aforementioned. He runs into Pietro.
A sad clown man.
Is a sad clown goat.
Okay.
In the game. I mean, he's not a sad clown goat in the game.
He's just a clown goat. But he knows his existence is cursed.
He's got like big, almost like ram ear, like ram horns.
Okay.
And he's rainbow. And another one of the villagers that people seem to hate, though he looks fun.
Uh-huh.
He looks really fun to me. But in this, he is, yeah, a little sad clown goat, but he's just a sad clown who I've written it down that he's Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay.
Because who can do sad clown? And who do I want to make fun of all the time? It's Joaquin Phoenix.
It is.
But I think that actually it could also work as, and it would be kind of generally less annoying to people who remember Todd Phillips as Jonker, if it were Robert Pattinson instead.
Yes.
But like, you know, like just kind of that thing of like deeply weird energy.
Yep.
Very despondent, but rainbow garb.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just kind of sitting outside the bar.
Yep.
And it's very clear, it's kind of like, oh, you know, hey, Pete, how you doing? And Pete's like, oh, you know me, I'm always fine. O'Hare's kind of like, gives him a few bells out of pity.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
I know, said that they're coins, but in my brain, he's just throwing little bells at him.
Yeah, I mean, that could be, you know, who knows and they're just going what like, the aesthetic of this is. Oh, I didn't establish this earlier. But when we're kind of first getting to know O'Hare, we also see him interact with Snake and Coco,
mm-hmm.
Who are Javier Bardem and Viola Davis, who yeah. are his neighbours.
Because,
mm-hmm. You know, rabbits got to stick together.
Yep.
They're of the rabbit family. That's their surname. O'Hare Rabbit.
He actually, is that... Moon Moon. That's a fucking yeah. Moon Moon name.
Yeah, that it is a Moon Moon name. Yeah, yeah. So he, you know, kind of yeah has this exchange with
deeply Pietro weird clown goat
and heads off home. He thinks it's a perfectly normal, you know,
normal day apart from that murder he's got to yeah. solve.
And when he gets home,
Nook is waiting.
Yeah, so yeah, there's someone waiting in his house. There's someone's waiting in his house,
mm-hmm.
And it's rats, but they're not rats. They're grillos.
Okay.
And no one knows where the rats, the grillos, come from. They're just, it's like, oh, that gang's back.
For
that
context,
fucking rat gang's back.
In case this is your first episode, we like to use the clones of Frank Grillo that we assume have been made in Antarctica. We like to put them in yep. our movies.
Yeah, we cloned the temperature episode.
Yeah. In a throwaway remark, we implied that human yeah. cloning had been perfected on Frank Grillo, and
yeah, but yeah, he's beset like by Grillo's,
mm-hmm.
and they beat him up.
Yeah,
it kind of feels like it might be a home invasion-y kind of thing. Only they don't take anything.
They just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, and so he comes to the next morning, like they've knocked him out, and he's slept through to the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to his phone going off, and there's been another murder, and it was Rodney. Rodney, who you remember we met, who
Steve no one Buscemi. Likes.
Yeah, someone killed Steve Buscemi.
Oh, my God.
Actually, this murder, I think that we see a little bit, like, not exactly in flashback, because obviously.
Hard to maybe even between O'Hare passing out and waking up to the news, you could show some details of the murder?
Yes, I think that that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that we really get of the killer is like a hooded figure who doesn't speak.
Oh my, sorry, I don't want to predict this, but is it going to turn out that like the human is the killer?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
No, I mean, no, it's not that. That is, I'm a little bit frustrated that you said that though, because that's a great idea.
Okay, cool. I was imagining it as, yeah, like how I Am Legend has the whole narrative about how he is actually the monster. It's that you go to see the Animal Crossing movie and the human has been kidnapping and slave trading all of the people of the crossing.
Yeah. And then the way that you would differentiate that is that when you pull the hood back, it's the only person in the thing who looks like an Animal Crossing character.
So it's not my prediction of the twist. No, so it's just a hooded figure.
That's an alternate. That would be like an alternate. Like everyone would be like, release the tansy cut, and the tansy cut would. It turns out it was you all along.
Yeah, instead of the Snyder cut, it's the reverse.
Yeah. So O'Hare comes down to the crime scene. Booker's there again, and Booker's like, "Geez, what happened to you last night? Like, did you get into some trouble?" And he's like, "Look, no, I was beat up in my house, and I can prove it for whatever reason. The fucking rats were in my house."
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the rats were behind it. And this time, so, like, they go in to see, and it's like, well, you know, I guess he's not just targeting, you know, they assume it's a he. Mm-hmm. I guess he's not just targeting, like, the rich and powerful, because, look, he fucking killed Rodney, and everyone hates Rodney. Rodney has no money, and we all fucking hate him. But we're seeing, I mean, with these two murders, there's a consistent MO. Clearly this guy is cutting off the limbs of his victims and taking them.
Okay.
Can't find the limbs.
Yeah.
And he's also fucked up the eyes. And once again, all of his valuables, the bugs and et cetera, are gone. The bugs and the bells, they're all gone.
Yep.
And so he tries to go see Nook again.
Yep.
Nook's not there again. And he's starting to get real suspicious about old Nookie boy.
Yeah.
So he's like, why is Nook never there when I want to see him? The person who's there instead is Isabel, who is Nook's like secretary assistant kind of person. She won't tell him where Nook is. And it's like, look, he's asked me to look into this, but I haven't fucking seen him. Like, can you tell me where he might be? And she kind of says, like, all I can tell you is that if you stop by the Able Sisters on your rounds, you might learn something interesting there. Mm-hmm. And he's like, pretty shifty, but very I'm going to go there anyway. So he goes to the store that is owned by Sable, who is... Sable Able. Uh-huh. And again, that's a thing from the game.
Yeah.
The Able sisters are three hedgehogs.
Yeah.
So they're Sable, Mabel, and Label.
Imagine being the Label in that family.
Yeah. And they work in fashion. That's so stupid. So but in this, I have made it that Sable has two daughters.
Right.
Mabel and Label.
Mm-hmm. That's worse. To spend your whole life being called Sable Abel and then just be like, I will pass on this curse.
here's my daughter Mabel Abel and my other daughter Label Abel. So Sable is Tandy Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Mabel is Zendaya and Label is Laura Harrier. So he goes to the Abel store and is kind of like, you know, I think you know why I'm here. And they're like, we heard about that whole thing. Sable is like, look, I mean, I mentioned this to Isabel last time I saw her. She told me I should probably tell you about it. I saw Timmy and Tommy out near where Rodney lives last night.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look like they were doing anything shifty, but it's weird for them to be out there.
Yep.
And then Mabel and or Label both of them at the same time, presumably pipe up kind of being like, oh, you know, we saw Crazy Red got some new stuff in. Crazy Red's another character in the game. Mm-hmm. We'll get to him. Crazy Red's got some new stuff in. You know, I don't know where he got it, but he certainly didn't have the bells for the kind of stuff that he's just had shipped in. I did forget to mention before that Snake has invited himself on this detective adventure. And O'Hare's kind of been like, look, yeah, buddy, you're my best friend. In the sense that when you speak to me, I don't think, God, I would like to kill you.
Right.
At some point during this, Snake has had his own little scene where he's gone off again in search of clues. And I don't know how that scene goes, but basically he finds evidence of, like, you know, someone has been using chemicals to melt flesh.
Okay. Yep. And cool. It's like, cool, cool, cool.
Maybe that's where those fucking arms and legs have gone.
It would probably be that he finds a bunch of, like, a particular type of plastic tub, because there's that mm-hmm. whole thing about how you shouldn't dissolve a body in a bathtub because they're enamel. You need that particular, like, plastic.
Yeah, it's finding that and, like, you know, discarded containers that would have contained the aforementioned flesh-melting chemicals.
Yep.
And I feel like in this he would literally say, I found flesh-melting chemicals. But yeah, so Mabel and Label have been like, yeah, you know, maybe Crazy Red's behind all this bell theft. I don't know. Like, you should probably look into it, though, hey. And then as he's leaving Abel's sister's store, he hears Nook. He's like, oh, that's where Nook is. Hears him yelling at someone and kind of being like, look, don't you dare fuck me on this. Like, yeah. I will make your life a living hell. I let you live here. I let you do all these things. So you better just fucking, like, just get it together. And he sees Nook emerge from, you know, behind the building or wherever it is that he's like behind something and he comes out from behind the thing and mm-hmm. it's kind of like, oh, hey, Nook, like, I need to talk to you. And Nook's like, oh, I can't, gotta run. Anyway, bye-bye. So Nook goes off in his direction doing whatever he's gonna do. And O'Hare's like, maybe I should follow him. But then he runs into Pietro again mm-hmm. and is like, wait, hold on. Was Nook yelling at you just then? Mm-hmm. And Pietro's like, oh, yeah, you know, like, He saw me with my little cart in the... Pietro is homeless, seemingly, yeah. by yeah. the way. He saw me with my little cart in the street and he had a go at me. And O'Hare's like, that's fucking...
That's fucked up.
Really fucked. That's fucked up. Mm. Like, you know, it's very much that thing where it's like he's not one for, like, morality or knowing what's right and wrong. But that kind of shit feels
fucked up.
He's like, you're picking on innocent fucking sad dumb clown goats.
Yeah,
man, that really shits me. And is like, yeah, and there's kind of like, you know, here, have a couple bells, like, look after yourself, try and find somewhere to stay tonight, you know,
treat yourself.
And so he goes from there to Crazy Red's.
Yeah,
now Crazy Red in the game is like a black market dealer.
Okay,
so he will often get, so I think what the deal is in the game is that it's like there are certain things that you can buy from Nook but they're not always available.
Yeah.
But you can get them for much more money from Red.
So Red has hoarded all of the hand sanitizer.
Yeah. And Crazy Red is, we will discover, Nicolas Cage.
Okay. Very good. Very crazy.
Very much doing, like, his character in Mandy,
mm-hmm.
whose name is Red. So he's like, all right, okay, let's see what Red has to say. And it's like, hey, Red, you know, I heard you got some...
Got some stuff.
Some pretty big shipments. Like, where's it coming from? Because there's been this whole thing with, you know, people having the bugs and the bells stolen. What do you know?
Mm.
At this point, Red is kind of like, you know, I don't know anything about that. And it's like, look, you know, I'm getting real sick of your shit. Like, you're always trying to undermine Nook. And it's a real fucking pain in my ass. And Red at this point makes what would essentially be our thesis statement of the film. Do you not realize how, like, fucked it is that he, like, runs this whole thing? Like, all I'm trying to do is, like, get by my own way by, you know, stealing his shipments and selling them myself. But at least I'm not trying to, like, run the town or anything. Like, I'm just trying to make a buck. Like,
yeah.
Kind of, he's kind of saying to O'Hare, like, you don't see how pointless all of this is. Like, he's the top of the heap, but for what? We're all just trying to survive. He's sitting at the top of this, but, like, what is he the king of? He's the king of an island of shit.
King of basically. Trash.
Yeah, he's king of garbage. Like, at the end of the day, we're all just fucking animals. We're just animals.
We're just animals in this Animal Crossing. Looking for a new horizon.
Yeah, kind of to reference back to the song, you know, it's like, there's, you know, just we're out for blood, just, you know, crushing people under our feet, and it's all pointless. And O'Hare's like, well, you've been no help.
Mm-hmm. You have not.
You have been no help at all. So he goes back home. Next, we get Red and, oh my God, the Able sisters hanging out that evening playing
They're
cards.
Working together, or they're just hanging out.
They're just hanging out. They're playing cards. Red is kind of like, hey, why'd you try to fucking sell me out to O'Hare? He came knocking on my door asking if I'm behind any of these murders. And they're kind of like, are you? And he's like, no, I don't want to kill anybody. I just want to, like...
Just want to make a buck.
Just want to make a buck and then get stoned out of my brain. During this scene, they hear a noise outside. And yeah. Red's like, you girls stay in here. I'll handle this.
Yeah.
He goes outside. There's nothing there. Can't see anything. And then all of a sudden... he encounters a hooded figure.
Yeah.
It's the same hooded figure from before, but we don't know who it is. And he's like, who the fuck are you? Like, you know, come out and fight. There's more grillos. There's more grillo rats.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, Red is surrounded. And he's like, oh, fuck. And this scene is just, I feel like you could just lift this scene fully from the film Mandy, which is a great film. So he's, like, prepared to, like, fight all these motherfuckers to the death. Mm-hmm. And then the Abels, Mabel and Label.
Yeah.
kind of come bursting out of the house, and it turns out that they're like cool girl badasses, because what is a Zack Snyder film without a cool girl badass? So we get this like big old fight scene. Red's dead,
baby.
The next day they're all back at the scene. Red is dead. Abels are there, and they're like, we didn't see who it was. We took out a couple of these rat guys, but we didn't see who the figure in the hood was. All of Red's stuff, all of his ill-gotten gains and his bugs and his bells are gone. At this point, Nook appears. This is the first time that we're kind of getting a proper conversation with Nook. Mm-hmm. O'Hare's like, look, man, like, where have you been? Like, you should be able to, like, you should be able to kind of put an end to this shit if you run the town. And Nook is kind of like, look, I don't know what's going on. You just have to find this guy because he's taken all my shit. And it's like, you mean like Red took your shit? And he's like, no, I mean the guy who's doing all of this.
Murder.
Like, he's taking, like, don't you see? Like, he's taking from the people
who
that we're supposed
money.
To be taking from. Yeah. He's killing him, and he's taking all my stuff. You
and
have
now
to find
I can't
this guy.
Have stuff.
We see Pietro again, who's kind of waddling around in the square.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, like, Pietro, are you okay? Like, you look like you've been, you know, in the wars. And he's like, yeah, just, this, I, you know, it's fine. It's just that this, like, this hooded figure last night, like, you know, just came out of nowhere, and he beat me up. And, like, I don't know, he didn't take anything. He said I wasn't good enough. For whatever he needed me for, and he let me go, but, like, he beat me up, and, like, O'Hare's like, I'm getting really fucking sick of this. So he goes to the bar, and Ruby's there, and he's like, what the fuck? Like, why are you always here?
She's like, I'm an alcoholic.
You know, like, but kind of like, what, you know, why am I always running into you here, like, right at these moments where I'm like, I don't fucking know what's going on, and she's like, have you considered that maybe I might be able to help? And he's like, how could you possibly, you're like,
You
don't know any of these people.
You're
none
new
of these
in
people
town.
Know you. How could you help? And she's like, well, you know, maybe that'd be a useful perspective. So he kind of runs through the whole thing with her.
Mm.
And he's like, and I just don't understand who could be doing. The doorbell just went. Yeah, it's obviously Nook. And you know what? Like, fuck that guy. Like, whether it is him or not, like, fuck that guy. He's, like, he's probably behind this. But
he's
also,
running this
like,
town.
Yeah, he's clearly running this town into the ground,
mm-hmm.
You know, and kind of, Ruby essentially is kind of like telling him to be a hero. And O'Hare's like, I'm not a hero. And she's like, well, you're more of a hero than him. And that's kind of all that really matters. You know, you're the only person who could do something about this. From what I gather, you're the only person in the town who can even get close to him like this. So you have to do something about it. So we kind of leave that conversation there. We leave it at the question of like, what will O'Hare do about this?
Mm.
More people have died. You know, to the point where, like, Booker, Colin Farrell, is mm-hmm. like, I quit, I'm leaving, I'm skipping town, I can't get into all of this, like, mm-hmm. this is really fucked up, and kind of leaves O'Hare with the, like, you know, you better fucking sort this out.
Clean this up, yeah.
You know, I don't even, like, I guess it could be you, but at this point I don't even care, just fix this, because this is just messed up. O'Hare's at kind of a loose end, so he goes back to Sable. Now, mm-hmm. Sable, we learn, has known Nook for many years. And I'm basing this on the fact that Ronan Farrow tweeted recently about the fact that in Animal Crossing Wild World, which is not this game. If you talk to Sable the Hedgehog for long enough, she will tell you this story about how she and Tom Nook used to be in love when he was a young man.
Okay.
And it's like a deeply sad, like, you know, I knew him when he was like literally it's stuff like, you know, his ethos was dreams before money, and he was so pure and like yeah, you know, he was so pure and wide-eyed and blah blah blah. Yeah, no, I'm not messing with you. So like basically Sable tells him this story. It's like, yeah, you know, he used to be like this, you know, and then he went away. He went away to the big city and he changed and he became this cold, you know. Basically, like the point of this monologue is to cement in O'Hare's mind that it's Nook that's doing the things, yep. But also to kind of seed in him the fact that he's like he's like, I have to go back to Ruby because this like woman telling me this heartbreaking story of a lost love. I need someone. I'm so goddamn so lonely. So basically, like, he from there he goes to Ruby and he's like, let's fuck.
Feels like a bad time, like murders are happening, but okay.
Yeah. At some point in this, I feel like there's another rat battle.
Okay.
Because, you know, you just need another fight rat sequence battle. That has yep. no purpose yep. other than to be like, ooh, aesthetic.
Ooh.
Hey, look, it's like
Zack
a Batman.
Snyder. Yeah.
Yeah. We are Jack Snyder.
It's probably that he's on the train to go and see Ruby and then there's some sick fight scene in the train carriage and it's all one shot and you're like, this is like yeah. technically impressive but completely soulless.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what it is. And so they fall asleep together. He wakes up in the middle of the night and oh my God, she's robbed him. Oh, actually, I think they go back to his house. Yeah. She's robbed him. He wakes up to Coco screaming because Snake is dead. And he's like, my best friend.
Whom I barely tolerated.
Yeah, the only person in this godforsaken town other than Ruby, who's new in town, that I even tolerated has been killed.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like maybe
Ruby was the killer all along. Yeah.
And so Coco's like, you have to fucking sort this out. You have to do it for Snake.
Mm-hmm.
For Snack. And so O'Hare goes to confront Ruby. And he's like, it's like, you murdered my friend. And she's like, no, I promise you, I'm not doing the murders. It's like, well, you stole from me, you stole from Snake, you killed Snake. Like, what am I supposed to think? Like, have you been playing me this whole time? And she's like, no. Okay, so I have been stealing. Yes, I have been stealing the things. But I did not do the murders.
I've been breaking into houses where murders have happened and I have been stealing things.
Yeah, they're already dead by the time I get there, and then I've just been taking what he leaves behind. And it's like, this guy who keeps killing the people that I'm supposed to be collecting from hasn't actually been collecting
anything.
The things? And at this point, he's like, well then, I guess, it's not Nook then. If no one's getting anything monetarily out of it, then what's going on? And like, that's why Nook has been so pissed that like all of the like the bugs and stuff have been stolen from each crime scene because he's got nothing to do with it. Nook's okay, maybe and I feel like at this point, like I feel like it's kind of established that there's a certain begrudging father figure nature to the relationship between Nook and O'Hare. So it's a little bit like there's some relief. There are a couple of steps that I put into this that I think would go into the Snyder Cut that I'm gonna skip over. But basically they hear that Caesar was nearly killed. But wasn't killed. And they're like, we finally got someone who survived an attack by whoever this is that's doing the thing. So they go to see Cesar. At this point, I feel like both... At this point, I think Ruby goes with him and I think Coco also goes because she's like I have to be to in know. This with you.
Yep.
They killed the love of my life. We have to fight. Like, I'm here. I'm in this. Let's go. So they go to see Cesar and it's like, you know... Cesar's like, I'm not gonna fucking answer your questions, dude. You broke my fucking legs. And it's like, dude, we're trying to find
this. Dude, that's in the past, like your ability to run.
Yeah, this guy is just murdering everyone, seemingly indiscriminately. He's not even after the money. We don't know what he's after, other than taking people's arms and legs, which is a weird thing to do. Like, what is he, what is his game? We just need to know, like, did he say anything to you? Like, why didn't he kill you? And Cesar is like, you know, he came into the house completely hooded. I couldn't see anything of his face, but his voice kind of sounded familiar. It kind of sounded like, but I don't know. I don't know where I've heard it before. Like somewhere in the street. But basically, he was gonna kill me, and then he saw that my legs were broken, and he kind of said like, "Well, that's not gonna be structurally sound," and then he knocked me out and he left. And they're like, "Structurally sound?
Is this a Frankenstein?"
No. I'll answer that right now. No.
Okay.
It's gonna get weird. It's about to get weird. We're very nearly done, but it's about to get really fucking weird. So they leave César, and O'Hare and Ruby and Coco are like, "Look, like let's go to Nook. Like we have to go to him now, because he's the only person that, like, he was suspect number one. We don't think he did it now because because no one was taking anything, because this woman who I was starting to trust with my heart, and who now I do not trust at all,
was stealing all that shit,
doing the thieving." But he's got to know something. And so they show up, and Nook's kind of like, "I was expecting this." And O'Hare's like, "You what?" He's like, "Yeah, I figured that you had to get to, figured that, that you would come, it would come back to me somehow." And he's like, "Are you saying that you're involved in this?" And he's like, "Look, you know, I had a dream. I had a dream that, you know, if I worked hard and if I did my darndest and I caught all the fish and I caught all the bugs and I just kept working at it, that I could have something to be proud of, that I could cross over and I could see what was on the other side of that horizon,
of that new horizon.
And you know, it just doesn't work. You can't be an honest man and make it to the top. You know, I just wanted to, like, you know," he's like, I wanted to build a tower high enough that I could see what was on the other side." And it's like, at this point, O'Hare's like really fucked off. And he's like, There's nothing. The only thing that's on the other side of that horizon
is another fucking island.
And on the other side of that island is another fucking horizon. And like, it's just, you know, like you get like, what is that? What are we doing here? Dude, like, what have we been doing here this whole time? There's nothing on the other side. It's just more and more, like, you know, like, yeah, you get a bigger island, but where's that going to lead to? Another goddamn bigger island. Like,
it's just an endless pursuit of something that doesn't exist.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, this woman here, this charlatan, has been to, I don't know how many fucking islands have you been to? And she's like, "I've been through like 12 islands by now." It's like, she's been through 12 islands and she's still not fucking happy. Going from island to island, stealing people's shit, and she still can't find, she's still not happy. So, like, what are you doing, dude? Sorry, I got lost in that monologue.
Yeah.
I got lost in the character a little bit there. But yeah, like, Nook kind of answers all of this with basically, like, "Because I want it. The reason I'm doing this is because I want it all.
And I can."
Yeah, yeah, you know, "I can. And I have the power now to crush anyone who would try to cross me. And, you know, O'Hare, that now includes you." And oh my god, the Grillo rats descend.
Oh no, the Grillo rats.
Like, wait, is he behind this? Is he not? But we don't have time to think about it because
we've got to fight some Grillo rats. We've got to
fight the Grillo rats. So we've got Lena Headey, Viola Davis, and Ben Mendelsohn
fighting those Grillo rats. Fighting
off a horde of Grillos. Oh, at some point prior to this, O'Hare had gotten in contact with Sable again and been like, "Look, we're going to see Nook. I think, you know, you remember what we talked about. I think maybe we're going to need you there for this. Look, you don't have to come, but I think it might be helpful." That kind of, like, one of those kind of open-ended, like,
yeah,
they're speaking about it in a way that they would never speak about it in real life, but so the audience doesn't know.
Yeah.
And so all of the able ladies kind of arrive, because of course we want Mabel and Label for another fight scene.
Yeah.
And like, O'Hare's like, "Sable, like please, like you know, convince him." And Sable makes this kind of impassioned speech while they're all fighting in the background, kind of makes this impassioned speech to Nook about, like, you know, remember who you used to be, like, remember you had that dream, you know, and like the amount that you have, like, you could make things so much better for everyone here. Like, no one would have to barter fucking peaches and oranges again. No one would have to be fucking, like, toiling in the turnip mines to... There's a whole thing of, like, turnips.
In a mine? Turnips
is, like, a lower form of currency in this game.
This game's dumb.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's a turnip mine.
So she's given the impassioned speech.
Yeah, so she's trying to calm Nook down, you know, and he's like, look, I'm not that person anymore. And it's like, dude, there's a fight going on. You can't be having an emotional moment right now, but they're doing it.
Yeah.
At some point in all of this, our hooded figure has entered. I think the hooded figure has to have entered before the fighting has started. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's the guy. That's the murderer. You two were in cahoots the whole time?
So, yeah, it was not Nook personally, but...
No, and Nook's like, look, I don't... It was supposed to work out for both of us. He was getting whatever the fuck he needed.
The legs.
Limbs. I fucking don't understand. And then I was getting the... And I was going to get the bugs and the money. But then that all started disappearing. So I tried to stop him. And it's like, so you were fine with him murdering as long as you were getting money? He's like, yeah, but once I wasn't getting money, I wasn't fine with the murder. yeah, so that's kind of all happened beforehand. He's still a hooded figure. Like, I feel like at this point it's like a big Darth Sidious energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the audience probably has figured out who it is by now because they have eyes and they can see that it's clearly Ian McDiarmid. it's not Ian McDiarmid, though. And so the fighting. The hooded figure's hood gets, like, knocked off in the fighting and... Actually, okay, at this point, who do you think the hooded figure is, Tansy?
Probably the cop dog?
Guess again. No, it's not. Did I see this well enough? It's, so the hood is gets pulled back goat? Off of his head.
Is it Goat Man?
It is Goat Man.
Okay, cool.
It gets pulled off and they see the clownish makeup of Pietro.
Yeah.
Who was Joaquin Phoenix and is now Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
And it's like... You. And at this moment, several different things happen. Nook is like, Nook is like, you? It's fucking you? This whole time it's been you? Like, Nook didn't know that part.
Yeah.
In the chaos, Mabel and Label have killed Timmy and Tommy, because Timmy and Tommy are also there, obviously, because they're evil twins that do father's bidding.
Yes.
Because they want the kiss from daddy. They're like the Don Jr. and Eric of this narrative, in that they're just like, daddy, love me. And he's like, I don't. That happens, and Nook's like, my sons! And kind of turns back to Sable and is like, you know, how could you let them do that? Sable then kills Nook, and O'Hare's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought you were, like, in love with him. And she's like, yeah, I mean, you know, used to be. Like, do you think I actually wanted that horrid piece of shit back? And oh my god, she was with Pietro this whole time. Oh my god, I feel like that image from Always Sunny right now. I feel like the detective in the noir that's trying to prove who did the crime.
Yeah.
Just trying to explain to you who I know did the crimes. Then at this point, then Pietro's got to just immediately eliminate all the Grillo rats. Like, I feel like at that point, it's just our heroes. It's just O'Hare and Ruby and Coco and also the various Abels who are left standing. And it's like, okay, what the fuck? What has happened? Why have you been doing this? And I don't know how this would be explained. I think you have to explain it almost purely visually, because saying any of it out loud is so fucking ridiculous.
It's a Zack Snyder thing where he'll cut to, like, he'll have that kind of cymbal noise and it'll cut to flashbacks. And you'll see Pietro being treated so awfully by the world.
Yeah, and he's basically he explains that he, you know, like, Nook's trying to build upwards to see if he can see what's on the other side of the horizon.
And Pietro's just trying to dig his way down.
I think what it is, he's kind of like, I wanted to build a bridge. But basically it turns out, and this seemed like it made so much sense to me.
Is he trying to build a bridge between out of bones. The light? Okay, yep.
He built a bridge out of bones.
Yep, bone bridge.
He built a bridge out of bones. And the last bones that he needed were Tom Nook's limbs. it's like, oh, that's why you didn't want Cesar's legs, because they're broken and they're not structurally sound. And he's also he's been working on this game for like years and years and years and years. It's like, you know, on various other islands as well, probably. It's just that he was in the final stretch, so he had to go on a bit of a spree.
Yep.
Yeah, so Pietro kind of reveals that O'Hare at that point is kind of like, okay. And like Pietro is like, I don't want to hurt you. You were always kind to me. I'm not gonna hurt you. It's just so we're gonna take
Gonna
our
take
bones.
Tom Nook. We're gonna get his
We're gonna take
bones.
our bones and leave. And it's like, who's we? And it's like, and it re is revealed then that Sable has been with Pietro this whole time, and that Mabel and Label are also coming too. It's
They're
like, we're just
probably
gonna we're
Pietro's
gonna,
kids.
you know, there's gonna be no more violence in your town. It's like, it's not my town. And he's like, well, who else's town would it be now? We're just gonna take our bones and leave. And they take the bones and leave, and they walk off into the distant sunset.
Yeah.
O'Hare turns back to Ruby and is like, what do we do now? And Ruby's like, who's we? I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm taking these bugs and I'm taking these
Taking all this
mountains.
shit I stole and I'm
And it's
leaving.
like, oh, you're gonna just try to, what, you're gonna move on to another island? She's like, yeah, maybe the next one will be the one that I need. And he's like, it won't be. And she's like, no, but I've been doing this for so long that to do anything else would be, I don't know what that would look like. And he's like, well, what if you were doing it with me? And she's like, no.
Sounds lame.
Yeah,
See
she's
ya.
like, no, I think you're a little too small for me, buddy. You know?
Ouch.
Yeah, like very much just like not refuses to fall into any of the typical femme fatale kind of redemption
Yeah.
thing. She's like, no, I got what I needed here. And a bunch of other fucked up stuff happened too, but that has nothing to do with me,
I gotta
so.
use all these bells to buy some therapy, so.
Yeah. You know, maybe I'll see you again. Maybe I'll circle back around. And he's like, see that you don't. And so she leaves. And so it's just O'Hare and Coco. And then so he turns to her because he's just kind of like he's a flunky, really, at the end of it. He's not a leader, he's not a hero. So he turns to her and he's like, well, what happens now? And she's like, I guess it's our town now.
It's our crossing now.
I guess the crossing is like someone's got to be in charge of this.
I guess
And
it's a new
so,
horizon
yeah.
for this
And so
animal crossing.
our final moments are kind of intercut O'Hare and Coco kind of take like taking their seats, I guess. Is that it's not like a literal like sitting on the Iron Throne fucking kind of thing,
Yeah.
but like kind of accepting their role, and then also Pietro and a bunch of fucking hedgehogs
Building
kind
a
of
bridge of
making,
boats?
yeah, on the bridge. And they're like on a like I, in my head it's like an impossible kind of ladder to the sky.
Right, yep. Okay.
And those are the final moments.
That's the end of this Animal Crossing
Yes.
movie. Well,
I maintain that would be a good movie.
yeah, I don't know. Is it a Zack Snyder movie? Because is there such thing as a good one?
Well, if it was a Zack Snyder aesthetic by way of Dan Gilroy's
Yeah.
ability to do a very
To do
earnest satire.
humans? Yeah.
Because it's just they're all questioning the point of
Of
their
existence.
day-to-day existence, and you kind of get like three different answers to like, I want to get to the top and then stay at the top. I want to keep kind of, you know, moving forward until I can finally kind of be satisfied, and
And I
the
want to build a bridge
and
of
yeah,
bones.
I want to murder everyone and build a bridge of bones so that I can meet God. And then the sequel, then it turns out Pietro meets the player. Yeah, so that's
That's Animal
Animals.
Crossing. Yeah. What would you call the film? The Crossing
Animals.
or? Oh,
I'd
okay,
call it Animals.
Animals. All right, yeah. That works.
I did think about that, and I was like, what, like, is it Nook v. O'Hare, Dawn of Horizon, new, like, or is it just do I do Joker style, and it's just called Nook? But no, I think it is just called Animals,
Yeah.
like kind of like Man of Steel, you
Well,
know, you're
like,
like,
I can't say that that has encouraged me to play the game, but I feel like I know a lot more about it now.
yeah, well, yeah, it was never my goal to encourage you to play the game.
And
It was my
look,
goal to tell
if
a
I
meaningful
thought O'Hare
story.
was a piece of shit, I probably wouldn't anymore. So hopefully Arlo got this far as well.
It's either going to redeem O'Hare in the people's eyes or make everyone double down on how much they
On
hate
the O hate.
that gross little pantsless
Rabbity
aloha
man.
shirt wearing, yellow hat wearing, orange hair having, freaky little rabbit boy.
Where can people find more of your garbage?
I don't know that people are going to want any more of my garbage after this. Yeah, if you want more of me, I don't talk about Animal Crossing anywhere, so if you're interested in this from the Animal Crossing angle, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, follow someone but else.
You could follow at Butch Jorts for some Animal Crossing content. That's me plugging Arlo's Twitter. I'm on Twitter at GarlsOChady. Where are you on the internet, Tansy?
I'm on Twitter at Tansy Clipboard.
Indeed. You can find the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at PitchShiftPod. Is this our third?
Yeah, this is our third 14? Isolation episode.
Yeah. And I feel like the energy of it is appropriately wackadoo. I guess I hope anyone got anything out of my treatise on the pointlessness of capitalism existence through the frame of
Animal Crossing,
a grim, dark interpretation of a game that's just nice for people to play. I hope I ruined it for you.
This podcast is recorded on Wurundjeri, Boonwurrung and Wiradjuri land. Sovereignty was never ceded, and this always was and always will be Aboriginal land.